Report: Biden considers trying to sabotage Trump's deportation plans. By John Binder on December 21, 2024. President Joe Biden is considering plans to attempt to sabotage President-elect Donald Trump's deportation effort, a new report suggests. According to the New York Times, Biden is eyeing sweeping quasi-amnesty protections for migrants who would otherwise face deportation. The Biden administration is considering extending protections for hundreds of thousands of immigrants whose status in the United States is set to expire in the first months of the Trump administration, according to U.S. officials and documents viewed by the New York Times. Emphasis added. The move would make it harder, though not impossible, for President-elect Donald J. Trump to deport those people. But it is a sign that the Biden administration could try, in its final weeks, to build some obstacles to what Mr. Trump has promised will be the biggest deportation in U.S. history. Emphasis added. Already, as Breitbart News reported, Biden has drastically expanded the number of migrants who now have temporary protected status, TPS, to remain in the U.S. When Biden took office, fewer than 320,000 migrants were in the U.S. on TPS. Today, Biden has ballooned that total to more than a million migrants. For weeks, Senators Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, Ben Relihan, DNM, and Alex Padilla, DCA, have lobbied Biden to expand and extend TPS, as well as provide more immigration benefits to illegal aliens enrolled in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, program for the sole purpose of making it more difficult for an incoming Trump administration to deport them. What I take is what I hear from this incoming administration. They're going to engage in mass deportation and nobody is safe, Cortez Masto said. That's why I'm asking the administration to come in now to protect some of the immigrant communities, TPS recipients, DACA recipients. Incoming Border Czar Thomas Homan, who previously led the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, has been tasked with carrying out Trump's goal to create the largest deportation program in American history. According to Homan, deportations will begin on day one. Day one, there will be ICE officers across the country. Out on the streets, Homan told CNN, the president has made it clear and I've made it clear that our priority right out the gate is public safety threats and national security threats, and there's plenty of them to find. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.